Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Let's take a moment today, and this next 30 moments is going to change your life. And I know I say that, but I really want this to embrace it to change, because we're going to work with the mind and we're going to work with your chambers of the mind. And you're going to work with some energy. And if you hearing me out of breath or a little bit distant, it'll come back if the energy is that strong coming through me. So as I share in this 30 minutes, I want you to be aware of a few things, because we've not done this on this show before. This is extreme energy. So you may feel some myofascial, you may feel some things in your body change, but we're working on your mindset and in the areas of the chambers of your mind through your energy field. So some of you may get glimpses or insights. Some of you may walk into parts of the mind that you haven't used before, or you used them in the past and then coming forward. So you can bring back gifts that you may have used in the past that you don't use anymore, passions that you may have been involved in and then you got away from but you want to come back to. So this is really going to open up the parameters of your mindset. And we're going to talk about the chambers of a mind, but we're going to talk about them differently. It won't be scientifically. It'll be more energetically, because that's what I'm seeing. So I want to really share this energy with you. Some of you may sweat. Some of you may get cold chills. But this energy is really, really intense. So if you're open to receiving, just say yes. Don't let it scare you. Just make sure you move your breath through this, okay? If you get some tingling, just know that's energy opening and clearing. But first, we're going to do a breath of grounding. So we need to be very grounded in our bodies for this, since we're working with the inner mind. So you're going to hear a few moments of silence. I'm going to run some grounding energy. And just breathe down your body. Take your breath down, down. Let your feet sink into the earth or into your chair, wherever you are. Just let the heaviness be okay. Deep breath. And so as the energy is coming to me and through me and I'm sharing with you, I just keep seeing flashes of blue light being blue lights coming through. So if you feel like you've got energy or static electricity, I want you to use your breath to move that. You can also rub your hands back and forth together to help that resistance release. And here's our first thing. And use this. Use these sayings, use these clearing statements on yourself. You don't have to do it just for the show. But the first thing we want to do is release all resistance. Keep it that simple. I already feel some of you going, oh, I need to resist resisting this. Who cares what it is? Let it go for a moment. That's your conscious mind trying to do the work. We want to go deep into the mind and just ask for resistance to be cleared. This isn't to set up harm or hurt. I heard that too. This isn't to set up harm or hurt or for people to get to you that you've intentionally blocked or pushed away. But it does take more energy to keep someone pushed away than allow them just to release. Take your moment through there. I mean, you're going to move, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing. You may even feel a little bit of heaviness behind your eyes, and that's okay. That's just the energy moving. And as this energy comes into your pineal gland, let's take a moment and see that laser focus. Because this is where the magic happens. If you allow the feeling to feel there, your interpretation will be in trust and truth. Because that gland has no reason, opportunity, or resistance to lie. And as we're opening up the chambers of the mind, you may even feel like, I feel like cobwebs. That's weird. But okay, I'm going to share that with you. I feel like cobwebs are coming out, like things that we haven't done for a while, or we close that space off in the mind. thought we weren't good enough or good for that, whatever that is, we're going to release all those judgments. And as these are clearing out of your mind, drink water, yeah. As they're clearing out of your mind and you receive this energy down into your mindset, be open to expanding, be open to releasing, and be open to allowing. And as you do that, this energy works for you. Nothing you have to do. You just have to allow. So we're going to anchor that in so it continues to open and allow through your lifetime. Don't let that scare you. Don't let that fear you. Just know that your mind is open to receive. It's open to give. It's open to learning. It's open to knowing. We're just really taking off all the shut doors is what I hear. So doors are opening. Opportunities are opening. And we're going to create a new neurological pathway because some pathways you no longer use because maybe you used them as a child, but they're still in there. And if you have some childlike behavior that you're still wanting to get rid of, you know, when you tell your husband you're acting like a child or whatever, those patterns, we're going to let go of those so that you can be that person that you desire to be. So your choices are going to come quickly. So when you say yes, it's a yes. And when you say no, it's a no. There's no more gray area. When we open up the chambers, the gray area releases because there's no cracks or crevices. Everything is open. Everything is free-flowing in these times. So breathe, drink your water if you need, but I'm going to do some programming so you don't have to stay up with the sound of my voice. But we are definitely going to open up the chambers, the locks, the keys, the anchors to release and realign for your best and highest good. Keep it that simple. And I'll tell you why in a moment, why we keep it that simple. But right now, we run the energy. You're going to feel some clicking or popping in your ears or mind. That's okay. That's just the energy moving. Some of you that may have had hearing loss or vision issues, you may see that clearing up just from the release today. Healing of the mind, tumors shrinking, things just realigning into health is what I'm hearing and seeing as we're doing this. Someone has a mass on the back side of their left side of their skull, of their brain. So that energy is already releasing that. So receive that, receive that, receive that. Well, that's what you have to do. Just be open to receiving. And as this energy runs, I'm going to talk a little bit, or try to talk a little bit, of why we keep it this simple. When you over-command the mind, it says, which direction, what do you want me to do? And then it just stops because it's confused, right? Do you stop in your confusion or are you just keeping your confusion? Well, if you like chaos and you like the drama, and I'm not saying it's negative, but if you like that, then your mind will process a little bit longer than other people who are away from drama, always in peace, that zen moment, it's like a zen mind. And you may feel some of that through today. You may see gold energy coming through your entire body just by opening the mind. Remember, the body follows the mind. So as we're opening up the chambers and the neural pathways, you're opening up pathways into your body for healing too. There we go. Arteries are opening. This is intense energy. And as this energy comes through you, receive it with gratitude. Receive it and thank yourself for receiving it. Don't have to thank the other person. Just thank yourself for being open to receive. So giving the specific commands allow, when you give general commands, it lets the mind do what it knows it needs to do or can do. When we try to direct the mind, that's coming from our consciousness saying that we know better than the body and mind. So that's why when we run these statements or we run these energy lines, it's to keep that pathway open for your best and highest good. Not for your neighbor, not for this person. Each energy will go to you uniquely as it will, right? So as you need to receive that, it'll come to you. If there's a vibration that you don't need, it's going to go around you because it no longer connects. A lot of you right now are struggling with where do I belong? Where's my place? Because the energy is so shifted on Earth. So if you were a healer and now you feel like you need to do more, or you're tired of doing that and you want to do something else, don't judge yourself for that. That's you releasing what you learned and did so that you can learn and know more, if that makes sense. So a lot of people's passions are changing, a lot of people's labels are changing and what they do in energy work or how they work. So be open to opportunities to learning new ways. Work with your mindset with these new neurological, how would I do that? How would that work in my life? When you start asking these questions, your mind will give you the answer because they come from your heart center. So we're not going to leave the heart out today because I can feel your pulse getting a little bit faster. You feel that? You feel your heart beat speeding up? That's the energy. So your heart is getting in balance. So those of you that have heart murmurs, they may clear or they may subside because the energy is resetting. They're resetting down deep into the center of your heart, and then it's just showing me it's expanding out, and it's just expanding out through your body, through your auric field. So blocks are releasing. If there's beliefs that held you back and you didn't even know it, here's your blessing today. They're going to be released. Because this energy clears, you're going to have a blank slate. But you're also going to have new information coming into you. Now, we know on Earth there's nothing new under the sun, but it may be new to you. It may be not new to your neighbor, but it's new to you. So embrace that newness as it comes to you. Embrace those opportunities as they come to you. This energy is in the 5D to 11D and above. So if you're still struggling with good, bad, right, or wrong, you may feel a little bit heavy after this call, or you may get a stomach ache. I'm just telling you that because your energies are still in the lower vibrations. You're still worrying about, is it right, is it wrong, is it left, is it right? When you ascend or awaken or come in out of judgment, you will see a new perspective in your world where you don't need judgment. You don't need to judge a person this way or that way or a situation. You see it for what it is and you allow it. It's not your time. It's not your place to stop other people's energies. Even though we can see the train coming, right? We're not going to jump in front of it for them. Well, some of our mothers would, but let's not enable. So let's just not get in front of the train. So you can see what their path they're going, but remember that might be for their best and highest good. So you send love, not judgment. Love, not judgment. Do you feel the love coming from the center of your heart right now? And if you get pain or you get chest pain, that's all your judgment because it's got to crackle and release. There it goes. Out your back, out your shoulder blades. We've never done a session like this on the radio, so I'm hoping that we don't mess up the lines, because if you hear every once in a while a little shh, that's because my energy runs. And so it goes through. I can hear it. It'll crackle in there. So if you're hearing that, that's just part of the energy. If you don't hear anything, that's fine too. Just know that you're receiving. Know that the chambers are opening. And as we open, we're going to go back up into the mind center. So I want you to find, if you listened to a couple weeks ago, we did still point, where you go to the center of your mind. So you go behind your eyes to the center, and then to your ears and back into the center. So you're right in the center of your mind. Go there. Get really quiet. If thoughts come, breathe them away. You can put your tongue at the roof of your mouth if you need to. Because now we're going to send a grounding cord through that mind center, through that still point in all directions. This is new. We usually do up and down if you were with me before. We're going in all directions of grounding, all directions, and always, always. Because when you reach the higher awakening states, you will realize that there is no linear. And time and analogies are very linear. So sometimes people's analytical side won't even make sense to you anymore because you're looking through a new perspective. Doesn't mean they're not right. And if you don't really even care if they're right or wrong, what we want to know is what's the meaning. When you can find the meaning, you can find the blessing. You can find the allowing. Okay, we're going to shift that. We're going to open up the back of the head. So you might even feel like the back of your skull kind of opening a little bit, just creating space. spinal fluid is moving very rapidly up and down your spinal column. So just breathe that through. If you've got to move or jiggle, that's fine. That's what energy is for. We're here to move, not here to be stagnant. You may get, some of you, I just heard, some of you are worried about old memories or old habits coming back. That's not what this is about at all. This is about new energy coming through and creating in a new level. So any worry about addictions coming back or things, people from the past that you let go of, this has nothing to do with that realm. This is on a whole new vibration. That was in your old energy field. So if you want to, you can create, play, and imagine that you have a new auric field that's open and expanded through the chambers of your mind. Some of you are going to see hallways and doorways, and that's okay. Follow them. See where they take you. See where they lead you. This is interactive meditation. If you've never done interactive meditation, I don't hear a lot about it where I'm from, but I know out west, it's very popular to do interactive meditations where you're actually, you're walking through the corridors and you're walking through that room and you see what's in that room and you go into that room and create your space. If you need to do that or you feel led to do that, start playing with that. Go into a space, create a space in your mind that's your safe place where you play, where you know, where you receive. When you do that, it's not to separate in the mind, but it separates in your energy to know that that's why you're there. You know, you when you go to the grocery store, you don't think about getting gas, right? So it's kind of like that in the mind. It anchors in, why are we in this room? Why are we in this space? So use that space for your best and highest good. You can put a chair, a couch, a bed, whatever you want in it, if you want to create it that way. But just keep seeing hallways and doorways are opening. So that tells me the neurotransmitters in your minds are opening and the neuroconnections are even higher. Okay, and I just, okay, also some of you may get a chemical smell after this because chemicals are being released through your body. So there are going to be chemical resets because you're opening up parts that you haven't used before. So just imagine something being dormant and then you go into it to open it to let it flow again. There it goes, yeah. You can use stagnant water and make it run if you feel like that's the energy that you want to run through your mind to open up. Do you see what I'm doing with you? I'm just opening up the imagination again because we are so closed. We don't believe that we believe, that we don't believe past the sky or past the front of our nose. So this is opening and expanding your beliefs, your trust, and seeing Earth as a new way. If you just landed today, what would you do? Have you ever done that with yourself? That's a fun exercise. Get up one morning and say, if I just got to Earth today, what would I do? And you can create and write and draw, whatever that would be. I just feel love. I just would love. That's what I just keep feeling. I feel love. So these openings and these chambers that are coming through, let them clear. There you go. Let them clear. And the pathways are your ways of knowing. So when your mind creates that, the neurological pathways and synapses, that's happening on the mind level, but it's also happening in your life level. And that's what you're going to be more aware of. For those that are wanting to know more about energy, like medical, you're going to see more signs with that. People that want to do more healing will see signs like that. I'm here in numerology. Numbers will make more sense to you. It's just going to be a cleanse and clearing of any questioning that you ever had. Answers are being given. And if you follow me long enough, you know I always say the answer comes before the question. Otherwise, you wouldn't know to ask. But this is a true moment where you're going to be able to play in that energy field. Because you're in a higher vibration. You're in a higher being. And you're allowing love and light. And don't use the word love. Use the word light. If you have love connected to control or negativity, don't use that word yet. Use a word that's very light and neutral to you. I send light. I send energy. If that's more neutral than the word love because you've been heartbroken or love meant this and not this or whatever, don't use that word because that's going to confuse your energy. You want purity here. And it may just say, show me purity of my mind as I open up the chambers. There they go. If you get a headache after this, drink water. It's what's going to release. It's everything releasing. Now remember, the body follows the mind first. So for all of you that have IBS, you're going to love this. For all of you that hate to go to the bathroom, you're not going to love this. But that can happen because we've opened up the body with the chambers of the mind. It's a mirror image. You hold the mirror. You hold your body image in your mind. Do you know that? Now, why do you need to know that? I'm going to tell you real quickly because we only have a few minutes left here. Because you can start sculpting and creating your body in your mind just by pulling up and imagining that you're in that body. If you want a smaller body, bigger body, whatever. You start creating that in your imagery and it goes down into your body because it starts manifesting. It starts seeing, oh, that's what you want to be. Remember, the mind doesn't judge. It doesn't care if you want this or that, right? It just says, here it is, when you manifest. So even manifesting in this state from now on is going to be very quickly and very now. And some people have asked me, why don't we instantly manifest? When we're opening up the chamber, you will manifest faster because, one, you're not hanging on to it. You're not lusting after it. But not only that, think about it in this term. How many times have you said, I'll smack you if you do that? Were you really going to smack that person? Well, if you manifested that, you'd have to go smack that person, right? Or, oh, just give me a gun. Did you really want a gun in that moment, or is it just an expression? Do you see why we have a barrier there? Because we could be self-harming. We could hurt other people just because of our tones. So that's why there is a delay for the physicality of manifesting to come because the universe needs to know that you really want it. You're not just saying it. The other thing behind that is your belief in it. If you're putting it out there but you're not believing it, it's not going to come. The belief holds a vibration. The trust of the belief holds a vibration for it to come. So those of you that lose faith or lose trust before the magic happens, that's why it doesn't happen. Those little hurdles are going to kind of go away because as we open up the channels, your belief system just opened up into purity that you truly believe again. And even try to fight that for a minute that you don't believe. Try to say you don't believe a story you heard and see what happens. Comes back, oh, that was true. No, it was true. You hear that? If you try to pull that up, it'll come back at you and say, yeah, that was true or that wasn't true. It's that quickly. However you sense, this has opened up your sensory. We're opening up your nervous system even higher. Some of you after this may want to just wrap up and cocoon because you feel so open and alive and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't feel that. Allow yourself to lay openly. Try not to wrap up in protection just for today. Maybe by tonight you can. But let this energy really flow. Don't try to hold it in your body or hold it in your mind. Let it flow through your energy field. You can create and see how big your energy field if you would like. You can imagine it or you can just say it's universal. But if you need a parameter, then put a parameter. But remember, that's your limited mind setting that parameter. It's bigger than that, and it's bigger than that, and it's bigger than that. You see that? There you go. There's going to be a quieter mind for you that have chattery mind. It's going to get a lot quieter. You're not going to hear yourself as much with the negativity because that's gone. We release the resistance. New ideas will come to you. New ways will come to you. New information will come to you. This is all coming through. If you use guides and angels, you can ask them to play with you if you want. You don't have to, just to believe. There's definitely ringing in the ears right now. Yes. Let that permeate through your body. That ringing is intentional. If you feel like your ears need to pop, then you need to breathe. Whenever we hold energy, it holds, right? So it's almost like holding your breath. So if your ears feel like they need to pop, you need to breathe. Do some breath work. And really push it out of your body. When you breathe in, feel yourself pull it out. There you go. Yeah. Take those kind of breaths, not the little silent breaths. We want real in, out, blow it out. There you go. Do that a few times. Don't hyperventilate. Just do it a few times to reset the energies. And as we open up the chambers, you may see, hear, or feel an image but you may get a new knowing. I want you just to grab a pen and paper and write that down if you need. Or however you express it. And so the left and the right hemisphere is now coming into oneness, and it's coming into oneness at the deepest and conscious level for you. We've moved the conscious mind back into alignment, so we let go of doubt, secondary gain, anything less than your highest good. So if you're trying to get something for your own benefit or a hidden benefit, it's not going to happen after today, so you have to realign that. Just telling you. Just telling you. Not that you mean to manipulate, but sometimes we're like, oh, I just want that to happen for me. Okay. Well, when you allow it to happen for you and the greater good, it comes a lot quicker. I know the universe is about you, but I'm just telling you it works better. You give back at the same time. And now we're going to slow down the energy. So some of you may yawn as I'm pulling back on the energy, pulling back. Might hear some. There you go, yeah. And come back into your body. Feel your toes. Feel your legs. Really feel your body because we were all in mind. Really feel your legs. Clap your hand. You can rub your thighs, whatever you need to do to feel yourself embodied. And you're going to feel, if you look up, if you have your eyes closed and you look up at visual, you might just see a bright, clear light. You may see red. It's just very pure, very clear. Do you see that? Do you feel that? Yeah. Those are the chambers opening. So daily chambers are opening. Moment by moment, chambers of the mind are opening. Neurological pathways are being built and old ones released. Because in your intention to be the best and highest for your own good, what happens? Yeah, right there. Bring in that love to yourself. That's the one thing about 5D and above energy. You're not going to see a lot of, oh, you need to look like this or you need to look like that. You just need to embrace and decide what you want to be. What do you want to feel? What's your beauty mean to you? This is a space to create that. So all that media, all that crap that was in your mind is now being released out. Belief systems that no longer are for your best and highest good are just realigning into what is your best and highest good. And you may not know it in the moment, but you don't need to. Just follow and trust the journey. Just trust the journey in your mind. Trust the journey in your heart center. And when you're ready, I want you to imagine your heart, and I want you to set your mind right in the center of your heart. Just imagine it dropping down to the center of your heart, and now feel your heartbeat. And now feel your head. Is your heartbeat and your head beating the same? When your body size is aligned, there you go. Some of you may need to sit a little bit longer. It is done, it is done, it is done. There you go, there you go. So now you're in alignment. Now you create beautifully from this point on. Just a moment. Come back into now, now, now. Back into now moment. If you all were floating, I saw it. Back into now, back into your bodies. Use this meditation a few times. Share it with people that are open and ready for this. If you need to meet with me, you know how to get a hold of me, JanielleHuff.com. I'll see you next Wednesday. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.